It's Saturday night in downtown Sitka. Chikakwan Nakahiti, Sitka's tribal community house, is packed with people and the stage crowded with dancers in bright red and black regalia. But this isn't just a dance performance. It's a meeting organized by shareholders of Sciatica, Sitka's native corporation.
We're losing money. We're losing our shareholder benefits. We could lose the land that our corporation has.
That's Dionne Brady Howard, and she's not alone. More than 150 Sciatica shareholders are here tonight to air their grievances. It should be mentioned that members of Sciatica's board and management were invited, but none of them showed up. That includes CEO, president, and chairman of the board, Ken Cameron, who has previously declined to comment on the issue. So what are shareholders' concerns? Let's start with the money. Sciatica's financial statements show that from 2010 to 2015, total revenue dropped from $182 million down to just $3 million. Sandy Riggs was Sciatica's chief financial officer for 5 years. She saw the corporation's profit begin to skyrocket in 2005. That's when Sciatica started landing contracts with the U.S. military.
There was 8 years of huge cash flow coming in, and nothing was really done on the management end to figure out, we've got all this cash, what are we going to do?
Riggs left the corporation in 2008, and in 2010, revenue began to plummet. Sciatica is now scrambling to slim down its spending, which brings us to the matter of shareholder benefits. Sciatica offers scholarship money and funeral benefits to its more than 3,000 shareholders, like Ethel Mackinnon. She just lost a son in early January.
It's hard to lose your loved ones. And if you can't afford to pay for it, this helps.
In mid-January, though, Sciatica cut funeral benefits in half. But Native corporations, they weren't originally set up to pay for funerals or issue dividend checks. They were originally established to manage Native lands. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act doled out more than 44 million acres of land to newly established corporations. Sciatica got 26,000 of those acres, but now most of that land is being sold to the U.S. Forest Service. Harvey Kitka voiced his concerns about that during the meeting. He's the son of one of Sciatica's founding directors, Herman Kitka, who he says fought tirelessly for the land.
The land over on Cube Cove area, right now they're giving it away for almost nothing.
$18 million, to be more precise. An appraisal in the 1980s did value the land at over 10 times that much, but that was before the land was logged extensively. Whether it's the land sale, the loss of shareholder benefits, or decline in revenue, there is one thing shareholders like Larry Garrity agree could be downsized.
The only place we haven't cut is our management salaries. Everything else is being cut.
Actually, Ken Cameron's salary, remember, he's the president, CEO, and chairman of the board, it's gone up in the last 5 years. According to Sciatica, Cameron took home more than $411,000 in 2015. But removing Cameron or anyone else from the board requires shareholders to vote directly and not by discretion. When shareholders vote by discretion, which is pretty common, they're essentially letting the board vote for them. By doing so, they're entered to win some pretty sweet prizes, 50,000 Alaska airline miles, $1,000 cash, and so on.
After a point, I think it's going to be up to the shareholders to decide that we can't be bought with door prizes.
Again, shareholder Dionne Brady Howard.
And that we want to see a change, not just to get higher dividends, but to make sure that we still have a corporation that still has land 20, 40, 200 years from now.
To make sure of that, shareholders are calling for the board to remove Ken Cameron. And if that doesn't work, it will be up to shareholders to vote him out directly. Cameron was asked again to comment for this story, but he couldn't be reached before the time of broadcast. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.